I said, well, you know, I could do this and I can cater to both men and women who love to dress nice, but just don't really want to have to spend a lot of money on doing so. And it's possible because of consignment shops. And so,
keeping more cash in your purse through consignment. Military Wife Matters, Season 2, Episode 1. Welcome to Military Wife Matters, where we delve into the real life issues concerning military wives across the nation.
Hello and welcome. We are so glad that you are here, and I am so looking forward to our guest. Oh my goodness. So we're going to be talking about frugality. And we're going to be talking about being financially savvy. And our guest today is none other than LaTonya Gentry. She is married to Timothy Gentry for 11 years. She is a mother of five and a grandmother of three. Girl, I can't believe you are a grandmother. And she proudly served 12 years in the U.S. Army. Whoop, whoop, because that's really the branch. We love all your other branches, but the Army is, you know, way to go. Anyway, and she continues her dedication by working in the Human Resources Department of the Infantry Branch on Fort Knox in Kentucky as a civilian. However, LaTonya's passion for people, purses, and purpose spurred her to heed the call to open Gentle Touch Consignment Boutique, which is an upscale clothing and accessory store for the financially savvy buyer. Please help me welcome LaTonya Gentry. Woo! Hey, LaTonya, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you so much. And thank you for being a guest today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
You are so welcome. So let's tell everybody kind of how we met. I met you, I believe this is where I met you.
Yeah.
At your ribbon cutting, when you had your ribbon cutting, and I came in and I bought this shirt, look, y'all.
Yeah,
I love my shirt.
Yeah, it looks great on you too.
Thank you so much. Thank you. But I bought this and a few other things. I was really impressed because I am a consignment shopper. I love consignment shops, mainly because you will not see yourself coming and going when you purchase from a consignment shop.
Right.
And when I went in there, there were so many things that I don't see at other consignment shops that I saw at yours. So please tell us a little bit about why you opened the business. What are some things that separate you from others? I want to hear it all. Wow.
Oh, wow. That's okay. So again, thank you for having me. Like you, I love consignment. And like years ago, I knew that I wanted to be a business owner and did not really know what. I just kind of heard that, you know, like in my spirit, you can be a business owner, because I saw other people that were doing it. And so I kind of was just like, okay, one day, you know. And so some years down the road, I had another business idea, but I knew that wasn't it, because I couldn't even think of anything to write down. You know, like when you have a dream or you have ideas, you're so excited, you start writing stuff down. And so then just last year, I was like, I just really would love to be able to start a business. And I heard consignment, and I just remember what consignment did for me. And that is, as you said, I was in the military for 12 years, but eventually I transitioned out and accepted a government job where you have to, you know, you dress professionally. But because I had been in the military, I really didn't have any professionally dressed type clothing. I had, you know, probably some shorts, some t-shirts or something. But, you know, sometimes you take your uniform off, you're just trying to get comfortable.
So I laughed because I can relate.
I've got to, you know, get some stuff. And so I took to then the local consignment shops here, and kind of at that time didn't really know what consignment was, but I just kind of was like venturing out. And then when I saw what these stores had, you know, I was like, wow, this is some nice stuff, you know, brands that would cost you you know, pretty penny, you know, if you went to the actual retail stores like Nordstrom Rack or whatever. And I was like, wow, I can get this. And, you know, I still have some money in my pocket. So I, from then on, was a lover of consignment, would travel to different cities just to go to the consignment stores, you know, because consignment in itself is unique because you're going to see things probably not in mass. You know, at the retail stores, they have them, you know, they have this shirt, they have it in different colors, they have it, you know, in different sizes. But in a consignment, that's kind of like, if you see it, you better get it because mm-hmm. they might not have it, you know, because it's one of a kind type thing. And that's what I love about consignment as well, because to me, they're like treasures. If you see it, you better get it because you might not see it again. So that's like a treasure. Mm-hmm. So I came into like, okay, I think I can do this. I think I can do consignment because I love shopping, as most women do. And of course, for clothes, not groceries, but clothes.
Yeah, I'm the grocery girl. I love shopping for groceries.
Yeah. So I love shopping for clothes and shoes and, you know, everything that you know, most women love, shoes, accessories. And it's funny because my husband, he also likes to shop as well. You don't find many men that do. He don't care to be in the stores long, but he does like to dress nice. So I said, well, you know, I could do this and I can cater to both men and women who love to dress nice, but just don't really want to have to spend a lot of money on doing so. And it's possible because of consignment shops. And so that's kind of where I was at. And I wanted to be, you know, I wanted to be set apart from, because some people think that consignment is also thrifting, and it's not. It's a whole different scale. And so I wanted to be set apart in having uppity feeling, I guess, you know.
Upscale
feeling, yes. And so when the idea came for me to do Gentle Touch Consignment Boutique, located in Radcliffe, Kentucky, I knew that I wanted a feeling. I wanted people, when they entered in my establishment, I wanted them to feel, one, I wanted them to feel a feeling of love. I wanted them to feel what I feel, the passion for it. You know, when you step in, I want you to know that this was done in love and beauty. And, you know, even from when you walk in, from the smell, you know, like, believe it or not, a lot of people compliment me on the smell of the store. So it was just, I was trying to be really careful and like all of the details and putting the boutique together, and all of it came from the Lord. He furnished me with pretty much every detail that you will see when you go in the store, from the colors mm-hmm. of the fitting rooms, from the colors of the curtains, the wallpaper, mm-hmm. everything. And I just wanted someone to come in who may not have, you know, that a lot of money, to come in and feel like, wow, I've stepped in a place where I can, you know, that's affordable. I can get these brands or whatever that are affordable. I don't have a lot of money, but I can step out looking like I got a lot of money.
And you know what? I wanna stop you there, because the first moment I walked in the store, in my former life, before I was a health coach, I was actually a personal shopper and an image stylist.
Okay.
And so I would help people. I would go shopping with them. I would show them how to dress themselves according to their shape. And we would go to consignment stores a lot, because many of my clients, just like you said, they wanted to look the part, but they may not have had the money. So we would get them to the job so they could get the money, you know. Mm-hmm. But the first thing I always notice, whether I walk into a consignment shop, a regular store, grocery store, it doesn't matter, is the smell. If the smell turns me off, I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm not staying.
Yeah.
Because that means something's rank up in there. So I'll stay. But then also, when I walked into your shop, it's not a shop. It's not a store. It is a boutique.
Yeah.
I mean, you go in there and you see like the plush carpet right by the dressing rooms. I mean, it is gorgeous in there. And
thank you.
The music. You know, sometimes when you go into a store and you hear like this loud banging music, it's like, mm-hmm. I can't even concentrate on what it is. Mm-hmm. So I want. Now there are some mm-hmm. stores be like, oh, this music.
Yeah.
You dance to it, right?
Yeah.
And your music is good. You can dance mm-hmm. to it, but it's mm-hmm. also spiritually uplifting.
Yes.
So I know that day when I walked into your shop, I'm not gonna lie, I was rushed, I was tired, and mm-hmm. I heard that music and I walked out of there refreshed.
Wow.
Yes.
That is the goal.
Yes.
That
so
is the goal.
You are definitely
whether you come in to, you know, I've actually had someone come in to say, you know, there are times when I do need a pick me up. And I'll come by your store just to get that pick me up. And I'm like, wow, that, you know, that is the end goal. I do want you to come in, whether you're there to shop. I prefer that you come to shop, but whether you're there to shop or not, the end goal is for you to come in and leave out feeling refreshed or just feeling, you know, uplifted or encouraged or inspired to go out and do, you know, whatever your heart's, you know, whatever's on your heart to do. Because that's, I believe that's what the calling of the store is to be some, is to be an encourager and an uplifter. That's, mm-hmm. and I know that's one thing that sets me apart from any other type of store around is the music. I choose to play, you know, gospel Christian music because it's part of what I believe. It's what got me where I'm at today, you know, mm-hmm. in my beliefs. In the Lord. And so I play that in hopes that someone will come in and say, you know, or hear something and say, you know what, I'm encouraged. Mm-hmm. I'm encouraged. No matter what my situation might be, I'm encouraged. You know, just walking into a consignment boutique, now I'm encouraged, you know.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Now, some of the styles that you had, now I used to work at Nordstrom. And mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever been in Nordstrom. But the higher up you go in levels of Nordstrom, the more money you spend, right?
Yeah.
So our Nordstrom had 4 floors. I worked on the 3rd floor, the women's shoe department, because you're not allowed to shoot.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, you know, so they had Stuart Weitzman, Ferragamo, mm-hmm. you know, DKNY, mm-hmm. and you name it, they had it. Mm-hmm. And when I walked into your store, I was like, oh, she got Ferragamo! Like,
yeah.
And I was like, and it's not Ferragamo price. Woo! And they were gorgeous, gorgeous, very lightly used, if at all. In fact, I know I found 2 pair of shoes in your store that were never even worn.
Yes.
This is nice.
When my consigners blessed them. Oh my God, I love them because a lot of them consign not for their own gain. Mm-hmm. They consign to bless me. And the boutique. And I'm so honored by that. And so when they're giving me stuff and I ask them, are you sure? Are you sure? You know, yes, I just, you know, whatever you know, and they trust me for whatever I price it at, you know, cause I'm not trying to be that consignment boutique that's over the top. You know, I genuinely want to bless people. I want them to come in, find something that they love like you did and be like, wow, I would never be able to get this at this price and be able to walk out, you know, happy and like, yeah.
And have it fit.
I mean, I genuinely get joy out of someone coming in and they're like, is this the right price? Yes, ma'am. It is, and you know what? It might even be 50% off today. I don't know, you know. You know, I've had that happen a few times, and man, the result, the payoff is priceless. I can't even. I'm still excited as if it was still day one. Mm-hmm. I'm still excited about what that boutique is doing for the people. Mm-hmm. And like I said, my consigners, they come in. And they just blessed me. You know, I have to email them. Are you sure you want me to sell this? This is like top dollar type stuff. Mm-hmm. They're like, yes, please. Whatever whatever you want to do with it, whatever you want to sell it as, you do so. So I said, okay. And I have had no complaints.
Awesome. Well, I know I can definitely say that when you walk in there, it's clean. When you walk in there, I mean, the clothes, like you can smell the clothes, you know? I don't know what you put on the clothes, but it smells good. It smells so good. But, and I absolutely love it. And the fact that you actually have dressing rooms that people can fit in, you know, sometimes you go into it and you're like, this is a bathroom stall.
That was a main concern of mine. I actually was going to only have one fitting room, didn't know where it was going to go, but that all came about. That was a favor of God, that how I got those fitting rooms. They were built. They didn't come with the location. They were built, and they were built with love, because the person that put them all together charged me nothing. You know, all I had to do was buy the materials. And the gentleman that came in, him and along with my husband, they labored for days. I was like, oh gosh, can I at least get you some water or something? And, you know, like, wow, you know, and it all came together so beautifully. Like, it really is, you know, everything is a dream come true, but the fitting rooms, I just couldn't even believe it. Like, I can't believe this, but I'm so excited for that. You know, like, I always tell people, hey, go try our stuff. Go try it on in the fitting room. We have fitting rooms. Go try it on.
I'll sell the bedrooms. Because
I don't think people expect, you know, they come in and maybe because, I don't know, but I don't think a lot of people expect for me to have fitting rooms. Mm-hmm. But when I tell them, that's a fitting room, they're, oh, okay, well, let me go in here and try this on. You're like, okay.
And plus, it makes people want to buy more when they realize that, oh my goodness, this does fit. What else out there?
Yes.
You know, so that's absolutely fabulous. Well, you know, we started talking about, you know, the consignment shop, but right now I want to give a shout out to all of my viewers out there who have a dream, who are kind of on the fence on whether they should go and pursue that dream. Is the poster child for that. She was in the military for 12 years. I mean, I mimic your story so much because, you know, we're in the military and God is like, I want you to do this. And you're like, yeah, sure. But for those of you who are on the fence about whether you should go and pursue that dream, God will open up doors that no man can close with your dream. I mean, look at LaTanya. She had fitting rooms built for her for just materials, okay? Materials. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and I love when I speak to women because it's countless women that God is doing this for. And he's not asking for you to be, you know, all knowledgeable about it. He's just saying, be available. Be available so that I can bless you. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Don't even get me started on that.
I just say, you know, take that leap of faith. That's what it is. If it's burning in your heart, oh my God, you'll never know unless you go out there and try. You'll never know. And that's how it was for me. I had no clue. And I told the Lord that. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know who to talk to. But he, like you said, Sakina, he lined it. It was like he was waiting for me to say yes. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I said yes, all these doors flung open. I kid you not. It was like from place to place. I'm going to this place and somebody, you know, overhears a conversation that I'm having. This literally happened. Somebody overheard a conversation that I was having and he walked up and said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm opening up a business, a consignment boutique. He said, well, what do you need? I said, you got to be kidding me, you know? And it was somebody I barely even talked to, you know? So, it is possible. It is possible. It is possible. It is possible. Just take that leap of faith and go out there and do what God has placed in your heart. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to do it. There are people that you need to impact with that dream.
Amen. Well, you know, you just, girl, you couldn't have made a better segue. So speaking of that, you know, we have this Intimacy Begins in the Kitchen
class. I'm so excited about that.
Girl, me too. I'm so excited because we've been doing this cooking class for the past 2 years. We're going into our third year and it's been sold out every single time with a waiting list, which we've been floored at that, right? Because my husband and I, we're just like, we just wanted to cook together. Like we were just sharing that, you know?
Yeah.
But then God was like, okay, I'm taking you a little bit higher. I want you to do a retreat. And I'm like, ooh, retreat. Lord, that's more than food. A little bit more than food. But again, he's opening up the floodgates. So he opens up the venue for us. Perfect venue, perfect place. He's opening up the sponsors, of which you are one. And we are so thankful.
Yes.
Because we have all these goodies that we want to give the couple. Yes. So share a little bit about your sponsorship and what you will be sharing with the retreat.
Yes. Well, one thing I like, Sakina, that with y'all doing the retreats and everything, well, I love marriage. I love marriage. I love the fact that it's offered to couples, and it's an intimate thing. That's something you don't hear about. It's like, hey, let's go on a retreat and we're gonna do these, you know, cooking classes and everything. I just think that is so awesome. But if you're gonna go on a retreat, you're gonna need something to wear. And I know that, like, you know, like me, if I'm gonna go somewhere that's kind of like a vacation type, I want something new to wear. So I plan to sponsor. I had planned to place into one of your baskets or a couple of your baskets a $25 gift card to Gentle Touch Consignment Boutique, so that you can come, ladies. And by the way, I do sell men's clothing. So
nice, men's
ladies. Husbands, wives, men, women, come and pick out some nice pieces. It'll be on us. $25 of it will be on Gentle Touch Consignment Boutique, because we want you to go and be comfortable in what you're wearing, so that you can have a good time out there at the retreat. I know it's going to be awesome. I'm going to have to get myself on the waiting list, me and my husband on the waiting list.
Yes, well, thank you. Well, you know what? We have one slot left and everything else is sold out. Amen, amen, amen. It hasn't even been open a full 2 weeks yet. And we're like, are you serious, Lord? That's amazing. But when you were saying that, hold on one second, I gotta make sure. I speak in code for all of my viewers. I speak in code.
Yes.
I love shoes, right? Mm. Mm-hmm. I love shoes that have heels, right? Ooh,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that can be the attire. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
And we have shoes with heels.
Yeah, sparkly ones. Yes. Okay. The retreat's in April, y'all. We haven't gotten there yet. Retreat's in April. Oh my goodness!
That's exciting.
Thank you so much. Please share any upcoming sales you may have going on, anything that's new that's going on there that you want the viewers to know about. Please.
Well,
in our little bit of time we have left yet.
Okay. We are planning to have another Facebook Live sale. If you go to the boutique, you'll see that my daughter's there, and she can give you some information on it. But we're still in the process of, you know, putting the dates together, but whenever it is, just know, we already know that it's going to be a $10 and under sale. Facebook Live, $10 and under sale. So, like us on Facebook, follow us on Facebook. Is that how you say it? Follow us on Facebook, Gentle Touch Consignment Boutique. We're also on Instagram as Gentle Touch Consign. You know, oftentimes I'm posting pictures of some of the fabulous items that we are getting in. I'm about to post a video of these gorgeous boots. Ooh, I can't fit them, but if I could, I don't know.
Do they come in a nice size 8 or 8.5?
No, unfortunately, they're actually a size 10. So somebody's going to be really happy somebody's going to be really happy. But like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. It will be putting that date out soon, that Facebook Live. I'm super excited about the $10 and under, because the pieces that I have already tried to put aside, you're going to be like, what? That's $7?
Yeah, what?
As a matter of fact, I had a brand new dress. I forget the brand. Brand new, still with tags, new with tags. And I sold it for like $8. I put it on Facebook and I had to, it was people coming by the store, people in other states, like, hey, do you still have that dress? I'm so sorry. It sold within the first, I don't know, hour of me putting it out there. you know, and it brand new. I forget the brand. I'm sorry, but I know, but some people jump on that type of stuff, and that's, I love it. Here, take it. I love it.
Well, I'm excited about that because I got some speaking engagements coming up, and you know, I need some clothes. So.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Latonya. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
I'm sorry, Sakina. If I could say one more thing.
Yeah, please do. Please.
We are located. I didn't say where we are. Of course, we're located in Radcliffe. We're at 133 East Vine Street, Suite A. And a lot of people say, if you're coming into Radcliffe from E-Town, you're going to make the left at the Walgreens. If you've gotten to the lights at where Vernon's Carpet is, you just passed us. Back up a little bit if you can. You don't want to get no tickets. but if you're coming from Fort Knox or Louisville area, you get to the Walgreens and you make a right. And we're on the right-hand side of Vine Street. So we look forward to all of you coming by to see us. Hey, you know what? This just came to me. If you mentioned that you've seen this podcast, guess what? We're going to go ahead and give you 10% off your entire purchase. Yeah, we'll do that. I love it. You know, I love helping people too. Save money. It's exciting because I love to save money too.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. Well, now y'all know where you can find her. She is in Radcliffe. Walgreens. look for the Walgreens. Or right from Fort Knox to Radcliffe. There you go. Latonya, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
I can't wait to get back in your shop. My husband even doesn't mind me coming to your shop because I'm
that is great. That is great. I can say something. I actually have husbands that come and sit in the car and wait. I'm like, really? So that's a testament in itself.
Awesome. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you next time. I am Sakina Bunch, your holistic relationship health and wellness coach, signing out. Bye-bye.